How you doing? Am I invested? I'm definitely invested. It's been going good. Yeah. It got started off kind of rough. I had a late flight, so I ended up getting a lot later. Had to go to the hospital that night, so I missed a couple of the interviews. Had to reschedule them for the next day. So Thursday, around 3:30, I think. Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember. I think for me, it's, you know, being playing instinctively. I feel like I have really good instincts when I'm playing on the field. That and being able to play fast and being the physical player that I am. I mean, I never thought about doing that until that game, so that really doesn't apply to me, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I would say that's why I feel a lot that my talent as a player has been overlooked. But that's not something that really bothers me or gets to me. You know, I just want to go out there and have fun. You know, do the best that I can do. Yeah, I never really had a player that modeled my game after. I was really going out there playing for myself and, you know, playing for the teammates that I have around me. What did it mean for Vanderbilt? I'm sure it would be pretty big for them. I don't know if we've had that or if we've had that in a while. How would you describe your defense? How about I start with? I think I'm a lengthy player. Pretty fast guy, you know, speedy sideline to sideline player, and that's something that's helped me, you know, that and my instincts helped me to be a good player. That's something I see as me possibly needing to, you know, in order to succeed at the next level. That's definitely been a knock that I've heard about me, you know, being able to have that strength playing at the linebacker position. Basically the same thing. You know, I think I've been around 225, 230 as far as my weight, and so most questions I've got is, would I be able to put on, you know, maybe 10 more pounds and play at that weight? Would I be okay with that? And, you know, that's something I've definitely been open to. I think with my frame, that's something I'd be able to do. I feel like I'm versatile enough, but middle is definitely something that I've been more used to. What I see is staying committed to the process that we have going on there. Since Derek Mason has been there, we made quite a turnaround from when he first got there to right before I left. You know, I think that showed with this past season that we had, that we're getting a lot better and that we're moving in the right direction. Something that's definitely required, making plays. That's one of the biggest things that a linebacker needs to do is make plays. And if you're able to do that, that's the sum up of the job, really. Pass coverage. I feel like I'm probably one of the better linebackers as far as pass coverage goes. I've played Will mostly in our defense, which is the linebacker who did most of the pass coverage. So I feel very strong about that. The turning point. I'm not really sure. Most people would probably say it was the season where I first got my start. I think my sophomore season, where after like the third game I became a starter, and you know, I went out there and started showing my abilities, and by the end of that season got the first team all SEC, and you know, from there on, I think that's where that was the turning point. my motivation for me is my family. They've always supported me and, you know, gathered around me and showed me love and, you know, carried me throughout this whole process, even out through high school. They've always been there for me, and that's what drives me.
What's your college team?
Alabama. Yeah. That was my team growing up. Yeah, I think so. That's definitely something you got to learn, being in a family like that, in a huge house. And not only that, I lived around all my cousins, so we were always playing together, playing football together, outside playing just a bunch of different sports and games. And that's something you definitely have to learn, teamwork. You know, I couldn't even give you a number. Like, my whole neighborhood was mostly my cousins. Yeah. I never played them, though. I never got to play them. They're playing them this year coming up. That's something I definitely would have wanted to do. That's definitely something I would have wanted. At Vandy? definitely with the way the program's going, you definitely enter into a program that's, you know, progressing, that's making changes, as a, you know, you have a chance to do something big at a place you don't see that, you know, that often. And that's something that kind of sold me when I started off, you know, thinking of going to Vanderbilt, was being able to put myself in that position to make a difference and, you know, make a big change at school. I have, yeah. Yeah. I think that'd probably be pretty cool. I sat down with them, you know, discussed, you know, my background, my family, and, you know, how, you know, everything that I've done at Vanderbilt, how I felt about that. And that'd definitely be something that'd be pretty cool, to be able to stay in Nashville. Someone that definitely has a great work ethic and passion for the game and passion for what I do. A hard player, someone who's a team player, you know, always putting the team first, but, you know, he's going to sell stuff out for his teammates, and, you know, as much as my teammates would sell themselves out for me. Yeah, whichever team I get drafted to, you know, I'm coming in ready to make a difference, ready to, you know, be a starter on that team, whichever team it is, and, you know, ready to play. I've played both 4-3 and 3-4. I see myself being able to do both. Yeah, I did. I was thinking about coming back to Vandy for a long time, and, you know, part of that was, you know, how invested I was in the program and how committed I was, and I felt like things were, you know, making a turn towards the right direction. I really still wanted to be a part of that, but what drove my decision, you know, wanted to be, you know, take care of my family. We've had a lot of issues come up that in the past few years that, you know, I wanted to be able to help with. You know, family being a very important thing to me, that's something I really want to do. You know, I definitely know I have a lot of responsibility with that, you know, with the way I present myself and, you know, how I do here, or, you know, that's not something I'm letting distract me. That's definitely something I feel like I'm carrying on my shoulders, you know, in a prideful sense. I'm not sure. I met with a lot of teams. Just can't see, yeah. Yes, I have. Not that meeting. I think that might have been my first meeting that I had. Ooh, I'm trying to remember. I think what stood out with them was when I felt comfortable. Definitely felt very comfortable with the coaching staff, and I felt like I could just come in there and be myself. And that was a great start to the rest of the interviews that I've gone to. I think for me, it's just because I kind of got started late on the ball. I wasn't one of the bigger name guys that, you know, played in the beginning, so I kind of got started late on that, and I came out of nowhere with how I played and all the recognition that I received. I mean, nothing much. I was like, shoot, this is how we're gonna start off. Okay, I'm gonna take it. Yeah, that's something I feel like I'm able to do very well. I'm being a very coachable player, and that's something I've showed throughout my years at Vanderbilt. And I feel like I'd be able to pick on to a scheme pretty easily. I'd probably say, being down a taller guy, having my pad level, some of how the way I tackle. Finishing through on some of the tackles that I've played in, being more physical, was I guess being having the strength, being able to shed blocks. Those would be the things I would think of. I didn't know. Not really, no. Yes. it was definitely a fun time growing up, we always passed down growing up through high school. It'd be teachers that taught my older brothers and sisters, like, oh, you're another Cunningham, aren't you? They could just recognize it, in the face that we were another Cunningham. And I had that all through my years of school before I came to college. And that, it was really fun to have that.
Where were you in that pick?
I was the fifth. Yeah, I think it all, gels together with, being part of the group, being part of a big family, and being part of something that, everyone's really aimed at achieving something that's bigger than themselves for the group as a whole, and that's something that definitely relates to football for me. Yeah, I do. I'm decent, I'll say. mostly like R&B or like some soul type music. Favorite artist, I say John Legend. Yeah, mostly in front of my teammates. Me and a couple of guys on the team would get together sometimes and have some jam sessions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the
Yeah, it's pretty good feedback.
The fourth bench press session featuring defensive linemen is about to begin.
With the Auburn field guard, that's something that I kind of caught on to the night before watching special teams film. And I kind of noticed that they had a cadence of what they did, and there was really something telling me that was something that might pop up later in the game. I couldn't describe exactly what it was that was telling me that, but at the end of the game, it happened that situation came up, and I just went to the sideline, told my coach they have a cadence. Am I able to do this? They said, yeah, and I went for it. Thank you.